Rasha Abdulrahim, co-director of Amnesty Tech, also expressed concern over the possibility of an Instagram designed specifically for kids. Facebook poses one of the biggest threats when it comes to children's privacy. Rasha Abdulrahim said, "Increasing safeguards for children online is paramount, but the fact remains that Facebook will be harvesting children's data and profiting off their detailed profiles. Social media companies have a responsibility to protect children and young people online, but building a separate version of their platforms is certainly not the answer," Rasha Abdulrahim asserted. Abdulrahim continued by saying, "Facebook's very business model is built on ubiquitous and constant, which is entirely incompatible with human rights. By making users sign up to the opaque terms and conditions of Instagram, Facebook will be able to harvest huge amounts of data about children and create invasive, granular profiles that can last the rest of their lives. Even with an age-specific platform," she added, "children will remain at risk of being bombarded with targeted advertising and incendiary content designed to keep their attention above all else. They will be left at the mercy of Facebook's algorithms and all too often amplified disinformation and divisive content in order to prioritize engagement." BuzzFeed obtained an announcement that Instagram's Vice President of Product, Vishal Shah, shared on an employee message board. "I'm excited to announce that going forward, we have identified youth work as a priority for Instagram and have added it to our H1 priority list," wrote Vishal Shah. "We will be building a new youth pillar within the community product group to focus on two things. A, accelerating our integrity and privacy work to ensure the safest possible experience for teenagers, and B, building a version of Instagram that allows people under the age of 13 to safely use Instagram for the first time." Vishal Shah said that the work will be led by Facebook's Pavni Diwanji, who previously oversaw child-focused products at Google, including the controversial YouTube Kids. The internal announcement came 2 days after an Instagram blog post about protecting young people, which did not mention the new project. Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, will oversee the work. He told BuzzFeed that the company does not yet have a detailed plan for development, but knows that more and more kids want to use services like Instagram. "We have to do a lot more here," Mosseri said. "But part of the solution is to create a version of Instagram that young people or kids, where parents have transparency or control. It's one of the things we're exploring." The age 13 restriction on Facebook and Instagram traces back to the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA. As the Wall Street Journal detailed in 2019, Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA, passed by a wide margin in 1998, and went into effect in April of 2000, 4 years before Facebook and 7 years before the iPhone. To this day, rather than go through the laborious process of seeking parental consent, most websites, apps, and social media platforms simply state that users must be at least 13 years old. Companies that collect or disclose data from kids can face civil penalties of more than $42,000 per violation, but they're liable only if they have actual knowledge that the person is younger than 13 years old, the Federal Trade Commission says. If a 13-year-old or younger child who lies about his age uses general audience apps and websites, this data can legally be collected and shared. Technology giants have come under fire for their treatment of personal data, and Facebook specifically for its surveillance-based business model. Some critics, such as World Wide Web founder Tim Berners-Lee, argue for more user control. As Tim Berners-Lee has said, you should have complete control of your data. It's not oil, it's not a commodity. As Instagram for the under-13s crowd would not be Facebook's first foray into services targeting children, in December of 2017, Facebook launched Messenger Kids, which allows children under the age of 13 to exchange text and video messages with individuals approved by their parents. Dozens of advocacy groups led by CCFC responded to Messenger Kids with a letter to Facebook Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg, declaring that at a time when there is mounting concern about how social media use affects adolescents' well-being, it is particularly irresponsible to encourage children as young as preschoolers to start using a Facebook product. Raising children in our new digital age is difficult enough, they added. We ask that you do not use Facebook's enormous reach and influence to make it even harder.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the scholar of this program is Mrs. Razia Shameli.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to your own show, Muslim Lady. And I'm here with my husband, Mr. Farman Ali Ma'asumi. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Thank you for inviting me. Actually, we both are here to discuss, to share with our dear listeners a lot of beautiful points regarding our daily life issues. So it's my honor and pleasure to be here.
And today I would love to again just do ziyarat of one more amazing hadith of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. And that hadith, again, because the hadith has a beautiful history behind it, you know?
Yeah. So we are talking about the hadith of Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, yeah?
Yes.
Beautiful couple, Imam Ali and Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, once he came and he said, I want to divide your responsibilities. And he decided that the house chore is the main responsibility of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, and outside the house, like bringing water, wood, and so many other, you know, very tough job was there. So those are the duties of Imam Ali Alayhi Salam. So now the saying of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, look at her reaction, you know, after listening to her responsibility as a Muslim lady, not only Muslim lady, yeah, as a, you know, lady of Muslim world.
Yeah, sorry, before you share this beautiful hadith, let me say this, if instead of Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, if there was another lady, you know, like any lady of our nowadays society, from any society, what would have been her reaction to this division,
yeah,
distribution of work?
Exactly. Especially nowadays.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think she would have a frowny face and she would start complaining that why always I have to do house chores within house? Why I don't have this freedom to go outside the house and do work? And why always like a slave, I have to always work within the house. But look at the reaction of the Lady of Light, Fatima Zahra.
Yeah, فقالت فاطمة فقالت فاطمة عليه السلام فلا يعلم ما داخلني من السرور إلا الله. Again, she's connecting to Allah. Like she's saying, no one knows what kind of surur, what kind of pleasure, you know, I have beside Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nobody else can know that how much happy I have from this distribution of work in the family system which Prophet has made for us.
So she is showing her utmost happiness by saying that only Allah knows, because Allah knows everything, yeah? So besides Allah, nobody knows. Even her father, even her husband, they don't know how much happiness she has.
And that is gratitude too. Yeah. Like she's thankful to Allah that, okay, this is my duty, this is my battlefield. I love it, you know?
Yeah. Because this distribution has been done by the Prophet of Allah, you know, the Messenger of Allah. So this distribution is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it should bring the utmost happiness in your life, which Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha shows by saying this beautiful hadith, that it has brought all the happiness in my heart, which is a great, great thankfulness and gratitude towards
me. By the way, we have to know that it doesn't mean that she's not allowed to go to out of the house. It doesn't mean that no one can help her at house chore. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he would help her. Yeah. You know, that is the main responsibility.
That's why Islam,
but we can help each
Islam
other.
Islam did not say that it is wajib upon a wife to do all the house chores. Even Islam says the breastfeeding, which is a very, very essential and important for our child.
And something very natural.
Yeah,
you know,
natural.
Comes from
in all the societies, no matter whatever religion you follow, but the mothers, they best feed their children with utmost happiness. But still Islam says, you know, it is not wajib upon a wife or mother to breastfeed.
It's so strange. Like I'm feeding, from my breast to my child, I can charge for it?
Islam says she can take its, you know, reward from her husband. She can ask. So which shows Islam has given lot of respect, lot of freedom to a Muslim lady, to a Muslim mother, to a Muslim wife.
So, when we read this hadith of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, maybe we think that, house chore is, incumbent on me. That means I can't go outside. It's so boring. You know, Islam is not giving freedom to me. Me and only kitchen and house and kids and pampers and vacuum. This is not a life. So what kind of like the genuine message of this hadith?
You know, if you think that, nowadays, ladies, women, they say that, why should I not go and do, serve our community or serve in our office? You know, they don't think that serving, you are doing your services outside also, at home also. You know, you are offering your services. If you go in an office, what do there? You do work there, you offer your services. At home also you are offering your services. So by choosing, you offering your services in an office, you are neglecting the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by offering your services outside your house.
Only and neglecting the house.
Only and neglecting the house.
Because sometimes
you are giving priority to, outer these offering services in an office. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, offer your services within your house.
No, but sometimes you can cope both.
Yeah, that's why Islam says it's not wajib to stay inside home. You can offer your services wherever you can. But I'm just saying you are giving priority to this work, working in office. You know, by neglecting your, you know, services at home. So, which shows the lack of love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely you will prioritize, you will give the priority to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
And the second point is the deeper sense of modesty, you know, like, you know, you always see, observe in the life of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha, you know, her selection, her choices are based on chastity, modesty, haya, you know, and the taqwa, piety. So she was so much satisfied by this distribution because she feels that at home, for me, it's more easier to practice my modesty, my hijab. Yes?
Yeah, definitely. And this is, again, a very, very fundamental for, you know, for our family life, for our better and healthy relations. You know, if all the ladies, they observe their, you know, hijab, which Islam has provided them, then you can see that all these sins which are occurring in our society, they can be removed easily, you know. Most of the times, all these, you know, issues we have in our society, sins in our society are committed
by corruption. Occurs because of not having the balanced life between the house and society. Yeah. And, you know, I remember when I was reading the chapter Dahr, chapter Insan, in that chapter, which I think there are 18 verses has been revealed in the merits and faza'il of Lady Fatima al-Zahra and Imam Ali and their household. So it says that when they did vow to Allah that we are going to fast for 3 days, if Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhim salam, they will get shifa and cured by their illness. So you know what happened? They didn't have anything to break their fast. And the point is there that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he went to borrow some barley from his neighborhood who was a Jew. And the work, you know, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, she was working. She was doing business in that sense as she was making some thread out of wool. And that is the job of a husband, you know, like husband have to earn the money. But Lady Fatima was helping and supporting her husband to making money, to provide the food. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, sometimes he used to work, he used to sweep, he used to clean the lentil. You know, so it doesn't mean that, oh, Islam has, God forbid, very narrow picture and mind for a Muslim lady. No, you can show your skills, your talents, whatever Allah Ta'ala has given to you in any area of the society. But you have to know that your main role is the very, very crucial role. Crucial. You know, your seat as a manager, as a the one who's running house, the first unit, the first unit of the society is the house, and you are the queen of that house. So therefore, choose your respect, you
respect,
know?
Yeah. And again, it goes upon husband, you know? If a husband gives all the respect, if he tries his best to earn the sustenance, to earn the livelihood, and if he provides the respect which a lady needs, then definitely it can become a heaven for, you know. So it is upon a husband's hand what kind of home he wants to have, what kind of, you know, atmosphere at home he wants to have. If he wants to have a heavenly atmosphere at home, it's up to him. If he wants to have a hell-like atmosphere at home, unfortunately, nowadays, a lot of couples, they are having this issue. So again, it is upon his hands. So if a husband has love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart and he tries his best to provide the sustenance, to provide the respect of his family to his family, then definitely he will have a heavenly-like atmosphere at home, and he will have a queen, a heavenly queen at home, which can provide a beautiful sources for upbringing their children in a
absolutely
holy way, in with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And so this question always comes from our sisters and a Muslim lady, that inside the four walls lies the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Is this the meaning of the saying of Lady Fatima Zahra salamu alayha? We replied that no, it doesn't mean that you have to be always inside the four walls of the house. No. It doesn't mean that. You know, like literally Lady Fatima Zahra salamu alayha, she used to divide her weekdays like the way she used to teach and educate women. Like inside the house, sometimes she was earning, you know, she's making thread out of the wool, as we said. Sometimes she's educating. Like Thursdays, she would have tafsir class. For example, you know, Tuesdays, she would have fiqh. Wow. And the laws class. And then, for example, Saturdays, she would have classes for morals and akhlaq. So she was, you know, absolutely busy in so many, you know, areas of her life, means the different kind of topics and jobs. So now it's totally clear that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he has distributed this very effective distribution between Imam Ali alayhi salam and Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, that your job, mainly your job, is you and your family. You have to focus here, and it doesn't mean that she is poor lady, she can't do anything else but then house. No. Inshallah, for our listeners, everything is clear. We are going to discuss more amazing, practical, doable, and very tangible sayings of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha and other amazing topics, inshallah, in our next episodes. Until that time, fi amanillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female, and made us into nations and tribes, so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Food for thought.
Salam everybody, and since today, the 11th of Sha'ban, is the birth anniversary of youthful martyr of Karbala, Hazrat Ali Akbar, peace upon him, let us present to you the words of his father, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, while sending him to battle in defense of Islam and humanitarian values. O Lord, be witness against this people that a youth is leaving who greatly resembled the Prophet to the extent that whenever I was desirous of seeing my grandfather, I would look at him.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Hello and welcome back to the light. A successful treasure hunt in China, archaeologists have made valuable finds in the country's southwestern Sichuan province. Researchers excavating the Sanxi Zhu ruins have made new discoveries that help shed light on the eventful Chinese history. Some of the artifacts unearthed date back to over 3,000 years ago. Some of the most interesting objects include a 70-centimeter-long bronze ware and a ceremonial gold mask. More precious remains could be found there, as only 2% of the site has been excavated so far. In the latest round, over 500 artifacts were found. An Egyptian engineer has designed a robot to help frontline doctors do their life-saving work with more safety.
This robot is especially designed to help the medical staff during COVID-19 times. It is a medical robot capable of multitasks. It can deal with patients in their beds and help with chest scans, fever screening, and face mask detection.
Mahmoud's prototype robot is remote controlled. It can carry out PCR swab tests without causing pain. The robot is being tested in a private hospital for now, where it receives training to improve its artificial intelligence. Doctors say the ingenious invention has proven very useful so far, as it minimizes exposure to the virus. This Californian surfer is not famous for his surfing skills, but for his very special company on a surfboard, Pismo the Goat. The 80-year-old goat seems to be enjoying the waves a lot, even the very large ones. Dana McGregor, also known as the Goat Surfer, says he uses the experience for teaching children how to surf. He says riding with a goat on a surfboard has calming effects and will make children less scared of the sea and the waves. His students also describe the experience as fun and pleasant. McGregor started his goat surfing journey 10 years ago. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear about a volcanic eruption in your vicinity? Of course, fear, chaos, or probably a plan to flee. But that is not the case with Icelanders. Thousands of curious onlookers flock to an erupting volcano to marvel at the hypnotic display of glowing red lava. Iceland's Mount Fagradalsfjall began erupting late Friday after almost 900 years. Its lava bubbles and spurts from a small cone in a valley were seen piling up in a basin. It was a joyous moment for Icelanders, who are usually exhausted with chilly weather. Access to the site was blocked initially, but authorities then lifted the roadblocks under strict guidelines. The bravest of the onlookers found grilling hot dogs and marshmallows over the smoldering ashes. A Ukrainian fisherman saves the day with his biggest catch by fishing out an 11-year-old boy from an icy river. The boy said he didn't know how to swim and had drifted some 20 meters away from the shore on an ice floe while playing with his schoolmates. The fisherman threw his spinning rod to the boy and then reeled him in. Fortunately, the incident was noticed by two other men who were fishing nearby and came to help pull the boy from the water. The dramatic moment and the daring rescue from the Desenka River in Kyiv on Sunday was filmed by a fisherman and went viral on social media. And Japanese usually flock to natural reservoirs and parks during the cherry blossom season, which starts with the arrival of spring. But this year is a bit different, as coronavirus restrictions deter many to attend such festive gatherings. Flower viewing parties have been banned as the country is slowly re-emerging from a strict 10-week lockdown. Still, people are defying restrictions not to miss the floral spectacular, but of course with masks and at designated areas. Hanami, or cherry blossom viewing, is an old Japanese tradition. In normal years, the appearance of the delicate pink flowers is the cue for families and friends to spread out picnic blankets on the cherry trees. Each year, it also draws many tourists from all over the world. A Colombian pianist has proved that animals enjoy music just like humans do. Mario Fernando Prado has created a relaxing atmosphere in a zoo in northern Colombia. He plays some of the world's most famous classical songs for animals. He believes that music brings peace and calm to any animal, from lions to flamingos. Zoo officials say the initiative is a wonderful experience for both animals and visitors. Of course, that's not the first time Prado does so. He has played the piano for animals in different places in the past. Now, the coronavirus may have shut down many social activities in India, but it can never stop the festive spirit of spring. This year, like previous ones, Indians are making preparations for the upcoming Holi festival, which starts on March 28th this year. The spectacular ritual runs for 2 days and is the second biggest festival on the Hindu calendar. When Holi arrives, people play with colors and try delicious local food. The celebration signifies the triumph of good over evil and is marked as a day of spreading happiness and love. Holi is also known as the festival of love and colors. Taking care of one's dental health is an absolute must, no matter humans or animals. A 14-year-old Siberian tiger has undergone a dental operation in a French zoo. The dentist took good care of the animal and even administered eye drops so that his eyes would not go dry during the procedure. Baikal broke his fangs 7 years ago while playing around, prompting the zoo owners to have her tooth revitalized and filled. The operation was successful, and the playful cat is now enjoying a brand new fang.
Now, while the world has been riveted by the adventure of NASA's Mars rover, a group of Swiss school children has been eagerly preparing their own mission to the Red Planet. The children have simulated a mission to Mars with the help of some space experts, including Switzerland's sole astronaut, Claude Nicoya. Their rocket is actually a bus with images of astronauts astride a spaceship. And their destination? Well, a Mars space station, conveniently situated, that is, in a secluded wooded area on the outskirts of Lausanne. In a bid to simulate a true space mission, all the children's meals consist of freeze-dried food and are put in an environment they don't know. The school principal says the experiment is aimed at validating what the students have learnt, including maths and science. Now, a volcano near Iceland's Reykjanes Peninsula erupts after being inactive for almost 900 years. The Icelandic Meteorological Office says the eruption was anticipated, though, following thousands of smaller earthquakes in the area in recent weeks. The office says the eruption posed no immediate danger to local people or to critical infrastructure. This comes over a decade after the eruption of another volcano in Iceland disrupted some 900,000 flights across Europe and forced hundreds of Icelanders to flee their homes.
It must be exciting to be to experience a real-world version of a game. Let's go to Japan to see what it's like to be Mario. Fans of the classic Super Mario games are delighted as Nintendo's first-ever theme park has opened in the western city of Osaka. Visitors can gather virtual coins and defeat villains while exploring the park with a smart wristband. One of the park's main draws is a Mario Kart ride around the castle of Mario's enemy, Bowser.
We perfectly recreated the world of the game. You can feel what it's like to be inside of the game and enjoy the life-sized world. You'll find piranha plants, and you'll see what it is like to be Mario.
Visitors can also meet life-size characters from the Mushroom Kingdom and grab a bite in Mario-themed restaurants. The attraction is part of the Universal Studios Japan Amusement Park. Its opening was delayed repeatedly from last summer due to the coronavirus pandemic. A Crimean powerlifter has set a Russian record for pulling a giant airplane. The powerlifter managed to pull an amphibian aircraft weighing 31.5 tons. He did so over the distance of more than a meter at a military base near the city of Sevastopol. A strongman suffered serious injuries during the first attempt on Tuesday when he pulled the plane for 31 centimeters. With the fourth attempt later in the day, he pulled it to 1 meter and 12 centimeters in just 40 seconds. The record was confirmed by representatives of the Record Book of Russia.
An archaeological team has discovered new ruins in Egypt. The discovery reveals a monastic life in the country's western deserts in the 5th century. The Egyptian Antiquities Ministry says the discoveries include ruins of three churches with graffiti and symbols on walls. It says the religious inscriptions and the Greek biblical passages prove the nature of life at that time. The mission was carried out by a group of French-Norwegian archaeologists. The find offers better understanding of the development of buildings and the formation of the first monastic communities. In recent months, Egypt has announced several major archaeological discoveries, hoping to revitalize its tourism industry.
That's a wrap-up. Thank you so much for being with us, and bye-bye.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you we present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is again another today's special, and congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar, peace be upon him.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word, they could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Today, Thursday, is the 11th of Shaban, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Farvardin, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of March, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear listeners all around the world, we express our congratulations on Nowruz, the new day, the new year. Heartiest congratulations to you all, and we have another congratulation too. Heartiest congratulations to you all on a very auspicious day commemorated as Day of Youth. It is the day that is celebrated every year in the Islamic Republic of Iran as the Day of the Virtuous Youth, for it was on this day, on the 11th of the month of Shaban, that God has granted the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, with the meritorious son who bore a striking resemblance to his grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, in both appearance and as he grew up in excellence of character. Named Ali in honor of his infallible grandfather, Imam Ali alayhi salam, his gait, voice, and eloquent manner of speech brought memories of the Prophet to the people of Medina, Mecca, and elsewhere. It was for this reason that while sending his youthful son to the battlefield, Imam Hussein alayhi salam hailed God as witness, saying he was now offering as sacrifice a person who was the carbon copy of the Prophet. Imam added, "Whenever we missed seeing your Prophet, we would look at him." Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar, peace be upon him.
Dr. Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this short episode, we are going to be concerned with the birth anniversary of Imam al-Hussein's son, Ali al-Akbar. Ali al-Akbar, who was the elder son of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, was a very important and notable personality in the Ashura episode. What's important in this regard is that on the day of Ashura, the companions of the non-Hashimite companions of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam never let any of the Hashimite companions of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, and especially Imam al-Hussein's sons, to join the battlefield, the battleground before them. Hence, we find that according to exact and reliable histories, when all the non-Hashimite companions of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam were martyred one by one on the day of Ashura, from among the Hashimites, and especially the companions of and the blood companions, blood associates of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Ali al-Akbar was the first man who went to the battleground. According to exact historical records, when Ali al-Akbar went to the battlefield, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned that, "Oh God, be my evidence that the best person, I mean the most lookalike of the truest lookalike of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the battleground." Imam al-Hussein's assimilating Ali al-Akbar to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was no exaggeration at all. In fact, Ali al-Akbar was a true lookalike of the Prophet Muhammad in terms of complexion, in terms of physical appearance, in terms of demeanor and behavior, and in terms of speech.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate Celebrate Let's celebrate Allah Allah Thank you for this day
The Father, the Son During the child, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was loved by the Prophet and he loved him back excessively. The Imam was about 7 years old when the Prophet passed away. The image of the Prophet remained in the psyche of Imam Hussein as an everlasting memory. His love for the Prophet dwelt in his heart. Then God bestowed the child Ali Akbar upon Imam Hussein. When the child grows up and becomes a teenager, Imam Hussein realizes his son's face is exactly like that of the Prophet's. The face that he held so dearly was now reflected in this youth, so similar to his grandfather, and when he spoke, his voice resembled that of the Prophet. Moreover, his manners resembled the Prophet's. He was equally gallant, magnificent, and noble. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Whenever we miss the Prophet, we would look at this young man." Ali Akbar, the perfect resemblance of the Prophet. A Christian man once entered the mosque of the Messenger of Allah, so the people said, "Hey you, you are not allowed to enter the mosque for you are a Christian, so leave." Thus he said, "Yesterday I saw the Messenger of Allah with the Jesus, son of Mary, in my dream, so Jesus said to me, 'Embrace Islam by the hands of the last Prophet, Muhammad, son of Abdullah, for he truly is the Prophet of this nation. I embraced Islam yesterday by his hands and I have come now to renew my Islam by the hands of a man of his household.' Therefore, they took him to Imam Hussein. He narrated his dream to Imam Hussein and renewed uttering the two testimonies to him. Thus the Imam said, 'Do you like me to get you the one who resembles the Messenger of Allah?' The Christian said, 'Yes, O Master.' Thus Imam Hussein alayhi salam called for his son Ali Akbar. He was a young child at that time and a veil was placed on his face. They took him to his father, and when Al-Hussein lifted the veil off his face beauty appeared and his brightness shined. The Christian became astonished and passed out. Hence Al-Hussein said to some of his close companions, "Pour water on his face." So they did, and he returned to the way he was. Then Hussein alayhi salam said, "He's the one who resembles my grandfather, the messenger of Allah." The Christian said, "Yes, indeed. It is as if I saw him with the Jesus yesterday." Imam Hussein said, "What would you do if you had a son like him and he got hurt, had a fever, or was injured by a thorn, or had a small cut?" The Christian said, "I will mourn greatly over him, or I may die." Thus Imam al-Hussein said, "I foretell you that I will see with my eyes this son of mine cut into pieces by swords."
On 11th of Sha'ban, 33 AH, the prince of the Hashemites, Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam, was born. He was the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Sayyida Layla alayhi salam, and was famous for his dignity and handsomeness. So much so that the narrations tell us that whenever he would walk in the streets of Medina, people will gaze at his face like the moon. Of all the members of the Prophet's sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's family, it was Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam who resembled the Prophet the most. Whenever he would speak or act, it was as if it was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam speaking and acting. From a young age, he showed the best of manners, even encouraging his mother Layla alayhi salam to light a fire so the smoke would come from the chimney so the poor and the needy of Medina could come and eat with them. Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam was a courageous youth with complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the way to Karbala, when he noticed his father Imam Hussein alayhi salam was in distress, it was the words of Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam that brought joy and pride to the Imam. Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam said, "Why should we fear death when we are on the truth?" This was a young man in his prime, ready to go up to the dunya for his father. On the 10th of Muharram, Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam was the first from Banu Hashim to go and fight. He stepped up unflinching, ready to earn the pleasure of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "I am Ali, son of Hussein, son of Ali. By Allah, we are closer to the Holy Prophet. I will attack you with my spear until it becomes bent. I will defend my father with my sharp sword, as it is expected from a Hashemite, Alawite youth. How dare Ibn Ziyad issue orders about us?" Imam Hussein alayhi salam had named all his sons Ali, and truly Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam embodied Haydar in all ways.
Dear friend, dear youth, dear Muslim youth, congratulations on the birth anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar, peace be upon him. And now it's time to leave you in the care and protection of Allah Almighty. Till another episode of today's special, في أمان الله.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي، محمد نبي، علي إمامي، لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي،
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.